find value in bringing awareness to the body in periods of some anxiety or some negative emotion going on. But how would you respond if your rumination is being expressed in the body in a body-focused repetitive disorder, where it's, you know, it's very present in the body?
Let me see. So the question is, if your rumination is to do with something about the body,
or it's being expressed in the body, like I have trichotillomania, which is so it's already very present in the body. So bringing the awareness to the body is sometimes not always there.
Okay. I mean, I suppose, first of all, you know, there's different parts of the body. So particularly areas that's generally useful is sort of the chest to the belly, and in a way more thinking of internal sensations rather than, you know, skin. So like, is there knotting in the belly, for example, or, you know, is the heart beating fast? So there may be sensations that you're not paying attention to that you could usefully stay with that aren't related. That's just one way of being with it. There are other ways of being with it. So if you have repetitive thoughts, you can try using a metaphor. So you might, for example, think of your thoughts as being like a current and like a waterfall, and just in a way stepping just behind the waterfall. So they're still going on. You're not trying to stop them. They're still going on, but you're not getting wet. So you're not getting caught up in them. Or it may be that there's some emotion that's not being fully acknowledged. And so again, what we sometimes on the instructions we have is this idea of opening to whatever you're feeling. And if you find it helpful, saying to yourself, whatever's happening, let me feel it. So again, it's paying attention to a different area of your experience. I think that's probably generally true that, you know, if you're habitually paying attention to this bit of your experience, you want to pay attention to that. So you're putting your attention somewhere else.
When you brought up the waterfall, like the waterfall example just now, I think part of helping to separate from thoughts, feelings, experiences, just like you were saying, you know, turning into, I'm feeling this right now, I think the pedagogical stories that, you know, the Buddha used, or these metaphors, like the waterfall, or the wild animals tied to a post, I think are really helpful in creating this mental picture that is a thought, yes, but it does help to separate and give a different kind of...
Yeah, so metaphors can be very useful to change your experience a bit.